Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to my home office. And I am going on day four, I think, where I am alone in my home and missing greatly my wife and kids, missing my dog, even missing our cats. But I am really missing as well my church family. And so I hope wherever you are, whenever you are taking some time to listen to this, that you are doing well. I am praying for you. And my heart is with you, and I am looking forward, longing for the day when we can be together again. But I woke up this morning with a really, really popular verse on my mind, Philippians 4:13. You may have heard it before. It goes like this: I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, this verse, I have seen it written on athletes' footwear, from high schoolers to NBA players. I've seen it tattooed on bodies. It has been one of those verses that Christians like to claim when they are facing a competition, going for the gold, going for the victory, whatever it may be. And unfortunately, it has nothing to do with sports, but it has everything to do with the heart and mind of the follower of Jesus. It has nothing to do with winning awards, but it has everything to do with winning the battle for your heart and for your mind. And so, like all verses, Philippians 4:13 comes in the context of what is said before it. And so, we have to look at Philippians 4:12 and Philippians 4:11. I want to read those to you now. Philippians 4:11 says, I have learned how to be content with whatever I have. Now notice, Paul, a great man of faith, a strong pillar and powerful man of God, had to learn something. And what did he learn? I learned to be content. To be content with whatever he has. There might not be a more important scripture for every American, because we have been brainwashed. We have been lied to. We've bought into the lie that says if some is good, more is better. We bought into the lie that says, I just need a little bit more. Whether it's a little bit more food or a little bit more money in our 401k, whatever it may be, we constantly have a sense of discontent that flows deeply in our hearts and our minds. And it is by and large because of the culture that we live in. We only had a little bit more. Paul goes on, though, and he says this. Now, notice, he had to learn this. And just like you and I, as disciples of Jesus, we are learners of the way of Jesus. And this is something that is critical. This is essential that Jesus is wanting to teach us. And maybe this verse, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, is what we need to hang on to today, considering our present circumstances. Verse 12, he goes on, I know how to live on almost nothing and with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or with little. And then verse 13 says, for I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. In other words, we need a power that is outside of us. We need a power that is greater than us if we are going to live the abundant, full life that God is inviting us to. And guess what? That abundant, full life has nothing to do with what you own. It has nothing to do with your present circumstances, but it has everything to do with the disposition of your heart and the perspective of your mind. You can live a contented, satisfied, deep, meaningful life because the power of God lives in you. It is through His strength that we can learn this. And so I hope this verse will be encouraging to you. I hope that you will settle in and meditate and think deeply about your life, considering our present circumstances, and that you would find the strength that is greater than you and that is outside of you so that you can experience the peace of God that passes all understanding. And may that peace guard your hearts and minds today. God bless you all. I love you. I'm praying for you and hope to see you soon.